Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic.
Coming from the 2018 SMRP conference, it is my pleasure to welcome Maureen Gribble to the podcast. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Maureen, you're with UE Systems.
Yes.
What do you do at UE Systems and what is UE Systems?
Okay, so UE Systems has been around for 45 years now. We manufacture and sell ultrasound equipment. Ultrasound solutions for folks all over the world. Anything from our handheld units to now what we're getting into, I think we're going to talk a little about today, our remote monitoring sensors and systems that we've got. So everything ultrasound, that's our focus. And specifically what I do, I'm director of marketing for UE Systems, but of course I wear a lot of different hats, helping with our training programs, online classes. We also have a conference that I help put together the content and everything for that. So yeah, it's fun. Keeps me busy.
Excellent. Excellent. So ultrasound, you mentioned you guys have your portable tools you use and you mentioned online monitoring.
Yes.
Why do organizations want to go to online monitoring?
Well, so what we're finding is, you know, part of the reasons, you know, and actually even this week, you know, people coming by the booth pointing to our shiny cases and saying, oh, I've got one of those handheld tools and I think it's got some dust on it. Haven't really pulled it out in a while. So, you know, the problem is people can get real excited about these shiny new tools, right? These great solutions. You get come to a conference like this and the exhibit hall is just full of them, right? But if you don't get that system in place to really execute and make that shiny tool work for you and get you that return and get you what the solution was you were trying to achieve, then it's just going to sit there collecting yep. dust, right? So if we can kind of take the guesswork and the pain and the challenge of having an actual system where it's a lot of people involved and instead just have the system is this online, our forecast, which is what our newest product is. So you basically set that forecast up, set this online system up, and now it's just running. It's doing it for you. And then when you need to be told that something's wrong, it tells you, and now you go and deal with it. Huh. So it kind of takes a lot of that, the challenge of keeping people motivated and keeping people out, running their routes, you know, using the equipment. You don't have to have that worry anymore. They can now be going and doing something else with their time to improve reliability in other areas. So,
all right. So this system essentially is we're going to take a bunch of sensors. We're going to stick them on all these pieces of equipment. Are they wired or Wi-Fi?
No, so our sensors, so with the forecast, it's you have 4 points. You use our remote access sensors. They are not wireless. They are wired. And you plug them into our forecast box, and that's basically going to be doing all the listening for you. So we kind of see the nice thing about the forecast is it's very scalable. So like I mentioned, 4 points. So you're going to decide what's super critical and what needs that constant mm-hmm. listening. What's the piece of equipment that keeps you up at night, or that if it goes down, boy, you got yep. trouble, right? So we're not necessarily saying you got to run these things on every asset that you've got, but yep. just like with most things, you know, you're going to figure out what's critical, what's the asset that really needs that focus and that attention, and then let's start there. And then, you know, build from there. Of course, it's also going to be really good for places that are hard to access as well. So yeah. we're obviously
behind guarding or yep. remote locations.
Yep. The safer all of our facilities get, which is a great thing, the harder we're making it on folks being able to go out and do this yep. condition monitoring. So yeah, set this thing up. You got your 4 points and let that box just listen for you. All the data is being housed on the forecast machine. And then you're telling it based on the software program that we have, you're telling it how often you want a decibel reading sent to the software, and that all happens through either wireless or through your existing Ethernet. So okay. it's systems that are already in place and really easy to kind of plug in and get going. So, you know, again, and we've heard a lot about it this week, data is becoming just... It's overwhelming. A lot. It's overwhelming, right? So what's great about this is we kind of call it, it's like data light. You know, you've got that, like I said, that one reading a month. But then, of course, if any of those points hits an alarm, you're going to immediately get a text message or an email, however you want it to be set up, to alert you to that. And then the machine can go back and now tell you, pull you the decibel readings for the dates leading up to that alarm okay. and a sound file. So when you need the data, it's there. But when you don't,
we're saying,
we're kind of actually trying to cut out the noise, right?
Yep.
Which seems a little odd since we're ultrasound and we're all about listening, but sometimes it's too much, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It can be overwhelming. So when it sends out those alarms, is it, you know, based on threshold limits where we hit so many decibels it goes, or is it on a rate of rise? Is it a combination?
It's a decision that you'll make. So you'll decide how many decibel levels above my baseline is it that I want to set this alarm.
Okay.
So that's a decision you're going to make when you're setting your program up, and then let the system just do what it needs to do.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out Iridicio's IBL Blended Learning for Maintenance and Reliability Professionals. This SMRP-accredited project-based curriculum will take you through all aspects of a maintenance and reliability program and provides you with all the tools you need to generate a 30 times return on investment for your organization and a set of credentials from the University of Tennessee for you. You can find out more at ibltraining.com.
All right, perfect. So that broadcasts an alert out. How does that go out? Email, text?
Yeah, so you can set up. And actually, this is a newer feature. When we first launched the forecast, we didn't have this, but we're really excited to have got this added into it. Whoever it is that needs to be alerted to it can either have it send you a text, send you an email, send both. But you make that decision, and the people that need to be aware, it's going to tell you.
All right. So once they have that information, they turn around, they go ahead, they create the work request, they go in and... perform the repair, and then we go back to monitoring as usual.
Back to usual. And of course, the decision might be not to do anything, or the decision might be that there is something that has to be done.
Yep.
Maybe it's time to bring in your vibration folks to actually dig in a little deeper. You know, ultrasound is going to be your best way, especially, you know, on bearings. When you look at that PDF curve, is going to be your earliest indicator of a potential failure. And actually, we had someone come by today that said they had some vibration sensors, and our ultrasound picked up a failure before the vibration sensor had said anything. And what they decided to do is, let's not fix anything. Let's wait until this. I want to see how long it is before that vibration sensor alerts me. And it was 3 weeks.
Huh.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, but obviously, you know, all these predictive technologies we do, it's never really us or them. It's, I think we all complement each other really well. So, you know, use that ultrasound as your early indicator. Use that vibration to really dig in and figure out what's actually going wrong, right?
Perfect. Now, cost comparison. Super expensive to put in these remote monitoring systems?
No. Not, I mean...
Compared to a high-end portable.
Because as I mentioned, the forecast is very scalable. You're only talking 4 points per forecast unit.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a sensor on every single point like vibration might have to do, right?
Yep.
So again, if it's that critical piece of equipment, I think the forecast you're going to find is not something that is going to break the bank.
Perfect. Yeah. That's what we want to hear. All right. Anything about forecast that we didn't touch on that you want to elaborate on?
I mean, I guess the other thing, you know, as I said, since the system is kind of always listening and only sending that data when you need it, the other point being, you know, but you can also go into the system and have it pull a reading for you on demand as well. So if you feel like you need to kind of get in there and do some spot checking, you can tell it when to send that information over. You know, we're really just getting these rolled out, so we're looking forward to having some really cool success stories to be able to share. And we'll certainly be getting those out in case studies and webinars and things like that.
Perfect.
But we've got some customers who so far seem pretty excited about it. And it's, you know, if we can help take one less, you know, a headache away from folks, that's
Yep.
Happy to do it.
And now one other question that came to my mind was, we have that data housed locally on the forecast box. It sends data points
it sends it to our DMS software,
okay,
which you can download for free from our website. There's no subscription or anything like that. You could go download it today if you wanted and kind of see how it works. But yeah, so for folks who are already using our ultrasound equipment, which I think most people that are going to get a forecast are probably already doing some kind of ultrasound.
Yep.
It's the same old DMS. We just now have a new tab we've added that says forecast on it.
No, perfect. Yeah. So it integrates with all the existing UE system.
Sure thing.
Yep. Platforms, makes it easy. We're not trying to learn new software.
Nope. Excellent. So, it'll take a little work to get the forecast part of the software set up. But again, one of the things with UE systems, support is our number one goal. So we're going to walk everybody through that and be there to help support and get that thing up and running for you.
All right. Perfect. Where can people find out more about UE systems, the Connect system?
Sure. Yeah. So uesystems.com is our website. We've got a lot of information up there. We've done a few webinars talking about the forecast where you can actually kind of go in and see it. But again, we're also really happy to jump on and do any personal go-to meetings or webinars for folks to talk it through a little further and talk with you about what your pain points are and how we might be able to help get this integrated for you.
Excellent. So I will make sure to put links in the show notes to UE Systems. I'll put it to the forecast tab. I'll put it to your LinkedIn as well so everyone can connect and reach out. I want to thank you for taking the time today to talk to us about forecast and new technology that's rolling out. We hear a lot of IIoT, remote monitoring, stuff like that. I think you touched on a few great points. You know, make sure it's critical equipment. Make sure it's stuff difficult to access. Don't try and throw it on everything right away.
Right,
Start small. Have the business case. Scale from there.
Yep. Exactly. Well, thanks, James. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.